Eileen, I've got a question for you.
Are you raising your hand? And I'll call on you.
I am. I'm raising my hand.
okay, Robert, yes.
The Alexander technique it has often been recommended to pregnant women because of the whole issue of weight redistribution that occurs during pregnancy. I have to say, to be totally upfront, I don't have a lot of direct experience with this.
With pregnancy.
I've had very few pregnancies. No, I have not had any personal experience, nor have I ever really been around a pregnant person a lot. But I thought I would ask you anyway, what would you say to a pregnant woman that the technique might be able to help them with?
Well, I've had some fascinating experiences with that. With working with pregnant women, mm-hmm. and certainly it helps to reduce back pain and often to relieve it. Helps a woman carry the baby well so that she's not putting a lot of stress on her joints, because at a certain point in the pregnancy, there's a I guess it's a hormone called relaxin that goes out into the system and helps the ligaments be more pliable. And so when pressure is put on in an off way during that time, it can really do a little bit of damage where the ligaments get a little stretched in sort of a funny way. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. It's a very important time to have Alexander lessons. But I've had a fascinating experience with two different students during their pregnancy, towards the very end of their pregnancy, when they were told they were going to, their baby was in the breech position, which is the feet towards the bottom instead of the head towards the bottom. So it would end up being a feet first birth, which is not very desirable and could be very serious in terms of problems. So, and neither of them wanted to have cesarean sections, the surgery. They wanted to have a natural birth. And with one of them, with the baby in the breech position in the 8th month, I have been working with her for a few months regularly with Alexander. And since the baby was near the end of the term, it was clear where his head was.
By virtue of self-awareness?
By the
mother's self-awareness?
You can feel. You could feel, actually. You
right.
could, if you touch, you would
right.
feel. There's
right.
the head, you know, here. And,
right.
And so what I did at that point was actually give an Alexander lesson to the baby.
Did they pay you?
No, you know, I think I told him, catch me later. Catch me later.
That's good. That's good.
Anyway, so I without moving the baby, traditionally what's done when the baby is in breech position medically, and traditionally what's done is doctors or whoever will actually push the head. They'll try and push the head so it goes down first. And so they'll try and push the baby from the head. And so instead, and I didn't try and push or move the baby in any way, but I just did it with what we call direction in the Alexander technique, with giving it a sense of the neck releasing it. Tal, his name, giving him a sense of the neck releasing and his, mm-hmm. and that direction through me imitating that, coming through with my hands and his head releasing a little bit forward and up and his spine lengthening, because that's the movement that all vertebrates are wired to make to start movement. Mm-hmm. And then he moved later on that night. He switched around, and so he wasn't breech anymore. And then I had someone else who came in actually.
So just to pause there for a moment. So you were basically helping the baby get out of its own way, wouldn't you say?
Well, I was giving the baby an impetus to move without pushing it or moving, without pushing him
right.
or moving him.
But you were not
by
doing the moving.
By stimulating that direction that starts us moving, that
right.
that.
You were encouraging him to do what he would do if he weren't preventing it. Is that a
right.
good way
In fact,
to put it?
To follow that, to the way he moved, he, as all vertebrates do, his head led and his body followed. So he actually moved all the way around and over that to have the head down instead of the traditional pushing the head down the other way.
Right, right.
Directly.
And the other story?
And the other story is a similar one, but this the particular woman had only had maybe one Alexander lesson or two, and at the most she was sharing a lesson with her, her husband, and she and her baby was breech. And I said, well, you know, let me see what I can do because I've had this other experience. And the same thing, and that baby also turned around.
Right. Now, I think it we should be really clear here that the Alexander technique is not a medical process, and we don't substitute for midwives or doctors. So when you say you helped these two women, it was really you're direct. You're using energy more than anything else, right? You're just sort of
Right. Really, there's a mimicking of direction. You know, if someone comes behind you and they're you don't see them coming or something, or somebody you know and they're really tense and they put you're not looking at them but they put their hand on your
back. And you can feel it right away. You can feel attention. So that's the kind of information you were conveying with your hands.
The opposite of that.
The opposite, yeah, right. Thank God. Thank God you thought you remembered to do the opposite, right?
Movement, yes. And then another experience, the second child of the woman, the first woman I mentioned, we were working a lot on whispered Oz before her delivery so that she would do whispered Oz in labor. And there's a way to use your body in a certain way where you kind of let the, instead of trying to stop and tighten in the pain of labor, you kind of let it go through your whole body. So it has a more, it really, the contractions really don't then, they're not quite as painful.
Right, and we have another conversation about Whispered Oz, and we'll put a link to that here also.
And so, yes, and so she did the Whispered Oz. She practiced those, and we also had her vocalize other sounds, other tones that she felt connected and with different areas of her body that sort of related to what she was feeling, but it was still within the whispered ah type movement process of that. But she was vocalizing sounds also in her delivery. She went in and she on this child, somehow labor had to be induced, and I don't remember why. And apparently in induced labor it's much more painful, and yet she didn't really have pain with it, and she just had this very easy birth that she said that she vocalized a bit and did whispered ahs, and she said the child came out on a whispered ah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. Well, yeah. I think we should end this conversation. I just wanted to add that there is at least one book, I believe it's called The Alexander Technique Birth Book. It's written by a woman who's a teacher and a doula. Is that pronounced right, if I got that?
I think so, yeah.
Anyway, I'll put a link to that next to this interview, and let's end it there, okay?
Okay.